Let's head on over to the Vision Home Loans Newsline. We are joined by the manager of the Pikes Peak Office of Emergency Management. And Jim Reed, welcome to KRDO's Morning News.
Good morning. What a beautiful morning, huh?
Well, you know, the sunrise is spectacular, and it's nice that we get to see it a little, earlier than what normally we do, because, for a while there, it was staying dark so late. All right, let's talk about this phone app for preparedness, because we talk about being prepared and ways we can make sure that we have all the equipment, everything we need. But when it comes to our reliance on our phones, it certainly is a great tool to have. Tell us about this phone app.
Yeah, so our folks have really tried to get the word out to folks. And as you know, we have tons of printed material. We have handouts that we give, books that we have, stacks of this stuff. And what we realize is most people just go to their phone for information, right? And so we came out with this app, Pikes Peak Preparedness, Pikes Peak Prepared. And it has ideas on how to get ready, to including building your own plan, watching videos, getting readiness messages sent to you if you want them. We also have a lot of in-person preparedness training as well. We're not going to get rid of that. But not everyone can attend those, and they're just kind of one-time messages. So this can work into everybody's schedule or whenever it's convenient for you.
Yeah, Jim, you mentioned some of the things that are included, but what else could we expect to have at the palm of our or the tip of our finger with this new app?
Well, we got a deal for you, right? There's lots of general preparedness guides for topics like wildfire, evacuation, winter storms, readiness for people with disabilities, getting pets ready for emergencies. There's just a long list of topics, and just take your time and peruse them and see what applies to you. And there's also an opportunity there to build your own personal preparedness plan, which is stored locally on your phone for security reasons, so it's not up in the cloud. And that includes checklists and frequently asked questions to kind of clarify your thought process. You can also choose to receive notifications from FEMA, the National Weather Service, if you want them. But just keep in mind, this is not an emergency notification system, so you still have to register at peakalerts.com for those. And I'll say that again, peakalerts.com. And we'll update and add features as we go along in the app, depending on what's going on in the region. So it's a dynamic way to help the community get prepared and stay ahead of local risk.
And it sounds like it's a great way for family members and even extended family members to kind of stay in tune with what they're all planning, because I have a small family, and I swear I have told them at least like a half dozen times what our emergency plan is. I don't think it's really registering. So for all of us to sign up for the app and then know, okay, well, this is our meeting place if the perimeter is extended to this point. I mean, that's a good thing to have, where it's all on an app and we can all get the same information.
You know, I would think it would reach folks that are really phone dependent. And it's free, so it's not, you can get it from the Apple Store, you get it from Google Play. Again, I'll say the name is Pikes Peak Prepared, but, the deal is share it with everybody. Download it, use it. If it interests you, that's great. If you prefer to do it in person, you can always get on PPROEM and sign up for the courses that we offer. But if you have any questions at all, just contact us through PPROEM. We can certainly answer them. But share the app with as many people as possible.
Absolutely. The app available on both the Apple and Android stores. And again, Jim, for more information on reaching out to the PPROEM, how do they get a hold of you guys?
Just go to PPROEM.com and you can figure that out. Either take the class or just go on the app and help yourself.
All
I'm
right.
Installing it as we speak right now. Done.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a lot of fun. It's too bad we can't put it in a video game to some sort, but maybe that's down the road. But I hope people use it. It's there for you. You're not having to have to carry books, and it's really a great way to get the word out to everyone.
Absolutely. Again, find that app on both the Apple or Android stores. Jim Reed, thank you so much for joining us here on KRDO's Morning News.
Thanks, folks. Take care.